GUI Nights.
GUI Nights. Kind of like Baywatch Nights, but, you know, where it's not as good as the OG, but, yeah, it's a thing we're doing. Yeah. There you go.
Not as many small outfits. There's less, slightly less mankinis.
Yes.
On this.
I don't know. Speak for yourself.
I'm saying slightly less. Yeah.
I mean, Lorna, when it comes to me, it's not slightly. It's just
Lorna's wearing a hoodie. The rest of us are in fucking bikini briefs.
One of you is wearing a banana hammock, but I won't say who.
I'm enjoying myself. This is nice. hey, man, I'm single. I'm enjoying this. This is nice.
That makes me really question your idea of what is a good time if this group is
it's not like you pulled me here kicking and screaming.
Yeah, that's true. Fair enough.
That's true.
Banana hammock dicks are like pizza, where even if it's not that great, it's still pizza.
Exactly. Like, okay. See? I like that you're picking up what I'm putting down.
I am definitely not using your last name after that for anybody that wants to.
Thanks. No, I appreciate that.
No links, nothing.
I really don't want this getting back to my
coworkers.
That
like similar to like the minion banana hammocks they have? You saw the little add-on Wish where like they show.
Oh,
like...
yes, I did.
I saw that. Yeah.
I wouldn't consider that a banana. That's not a banana hammock. That's
cock sleeve.
But why would you have a hard on in it? It doesn't make sense. The picture makes no sense. If it's there to keep it warm or protected, why would you have a hard on it?
It's like a Minrection, is it?
And
is that not?
And, no. But my thing is they did the one little eyeball on the spot where the little eyeball should.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
God damn it.
Yeah, that's right. It's right there, man. It's right there. So.
What kind of ooze is that considered?
It's secret.
It's a secret
it's
sauce.
Secret ooze.
It's a secret ooze.
Yeah.
All right. So,
juice. Go ahead. Sorry.
If you remember, the last time you joined us, we were discussing all things Captain Marvel, comic and movie related.
What's that?
Really?
Captain Marvel.
Oh, that's right. I was here.
That's what Shazam used to be called.
Before Marvel stole it, like they do so many other things.
Yeah, but Marvel always does it better.
Yep, agreed.
Except for Moon Knight. Batman was way better than Moon Knight.
I will agree because I don't.
It's
like
weird
Shazam.
Because you're wearing the banana hammock. I can see that your ass is actually mad right now.
It's got that twitchy look to it, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It does.
You know, when you guys wear those, you're supposed to do a little manscaping first.
Yeah, I've never seen an asshole frown before. this is a lot for me.
Well, you've seen Trump
first
frown,
off, so. You can't see this, but I do manscape. Thank you very much.
Yeah, but it's just a question mark, which is just confusing.
I like to stay ambiguous. I don't know what you're
Is your butthole the Riddler? Is it going to make me
what is
solve
happening?
Some riddles?
Holy
what
shit.
What is happening?
This is GUI Nights.
Yeah. Welcome.
Kyle's just bent over in front of Hobbit and he's like, riddle me this, Hobbit. What the fuck?
I'm getting the goat right now. It's pretty upsetting.
How do you get your dick to like a question mark?
Door jam?
Ouch. That's some GUI night shit right there. That's just like, what can I do at 3 o'clock in the morning?
Slam.
Does this feel good? No.
Because we're idiots.
Yeah.
Men are stupid.
I personally used a pasta roller, but that's me.
That's just like slower, man. No, dude. That's even worse.
It looked like the villain at the end of Who Framed Roger Rabbit. You can make Gingerbread Man out of it afterwards. Like, it's bad news.
What happens if you put it in that green slime? Does it just dissolve?
I feel like as men, we've all put ourselves in some green slime before. Just be fair. Yeah.
I'm going to plead the fifth.
Yeah, exactly.
Fifth. That's the very fifth. Smart of you.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Fifth. Yeah.
I got a lot of years under my belt so far. I don't remember half of them.
I can see them in your mankini, actually.
All right.
There's a scar for everyone. No,
wow, kidding. We wasted no time.
No,
we were like, no, fuck rails. We're not even getting on them to get off them. It's just fucking.
Well, you're welcome. I washed my ass before I came over.
Yeah.
One of the things we talked about the last time he joined us, which was not mankinis, or Kyle's frowny asshole.
That needs to be on a shirt with Hobbit in the mankini.
No.
No one wants to see that.
No one does.
I want to see it, Hobbit.
Yeah,
there you go, buddy.
Oh,
all
Jesus.
Right, continue your thing.
thank you.
Sorry,
I appreciate that.
I love you.
Fuck you. we were talking about we got a really long tangent about Blockbuster, which was the perfect leading into GUI Nights, mm-hmm. right? I mean, because We did have varying age groups. What the fuck? You're not hosting and you're losing your mind? Is that what happened?
I don't have to do anything important anymore, so yeah, I can do whatever I want.
So we all have a different experience with Blockbuster, all varying age ranges. You know, we hit it at different periods in our, you know, different time frames, all probably within the same period of our life. One of the big things, you know, I remember going to one. I remember going to a Mortal Kombat 3 tournament at Blockbuster. That tells you my era of Blockbuster, Mortal Kombat 3, right?
Mm-hmm.
I did not do as well as some other people did in tournaments. I think I came in the, like, 22nd.
Sorry.
Yeah.
How's that sentence going to finish?
She takes 100.
Tune in next week.
Out of the 100, out of the 100 men, I was 22nd, so I wasn't as sloppy.
So you came in 22nd.
I came in 22.
Oh, yeah. Big cocky.
But, you now low down the double deuce MacGyver. I think it's,
I like it. I like that. Man. The double deuce. Yeah. But you briefly talked about one of you had done, Smash.
The Donkey Kong Country Tournament?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that the only one you done?
That's the only one that I did at Blockbuster.
Okay.
I did a Mortal Kombat tournament, but that was at, I can't remember the video store. It was some random video
a
store.
Movie gallery?
Oh, man,
no,
yes.
No, it was a Video Time.
Holy
what
shit.
What even is a Video Time?
Yeah.
I remember Video Time.
It was a Video Time.
Is that like a Kmart of video stores?
You know what? They had a great porn section. So when you're at a 13-year-old boy, you're like, you just look in there.
They don't even hand you real controllers. It's like the off-brand controllers.
They were off-brand.
So yeah. I'm going to ask you, so when you walked into that porn room, did you ever expect to see a Sawzall used in a porno?
I did not. Actually, yeah. I never walked in there so much as I would grab a movie with my arm. And then pull it out, and then I would laugh, and me and my friends would laugh at the name.
Did you ever
I didn't have the balls.
Get one you didn't
want to
see.
Not that time. I mean, I wanted to see boobs. I was 13-year-old boy. Okay. That's all I at the time.
I mean, there are porns without boobs. You know,
I don't want to see that.
At the age where you just don't have any real understanding of your environment and how obvious you are because you're a fucking child.
Yeah.
Not realizing everybody knows what you're doing.
Yeah.
I remember being like, oh, look at the magazines on the rack, like as we're at the grocery store and trying to look to see like women in lingerie or something, trying to find girls in low cut shirts, anything, fucking anything.
Channel 43,
to just,
baby.
Take a screenshot. That's where you press down on your tongue and press your ear. And then it takes a pubescent screenshot that you can use for masturbatory purposes later. And there was one time where I'm going through, looking through a magazine, and my mom just like fucking straight up, I had annoyed the shit out of her in the grocery store. It's just like, I know you're just looking for like cleavage, put the magazine away. And I was so mortified that she knows. Like, of course she knows.
I'm sure the first time she saw you pick up a Cosmopolitan magazine, she knew what you were looking for.
Sometimes, I mean.
The quiz.
It was the quiz.
It was totally the quiz.
Let's be honest,
eight
girls.
Things to turn on your man. And I at 12 and 13, I really
wanted
needed,
to turn on your
I
man.
Needed to turn on my man.
It was self-exploration. He wanted to know what turned him on, and he needed some ideas.
Uh-huh.
I don't know myself well enough. What turns me on?
Finger in my butt?
But it's all stuff
questionable.
That my mom did,
just
which is weird. Like a nice home-cooked dinner.
Just
like asking you about your day. This is awkward now. This is all stuff mom does.
I'm learning so many things.
Yeah, you. Oh my god.
I am.
And you ask yourself the question: what's a rim job?
Oh.
As
that was
said.
Actually the eighth thing is rim job, which
rim job.
My mom did not do. Thankfully, that would have been weird.
You don't know.
I mean, I would have known. It would. Yeah.
Nobody knows about. Yeah, we're all immaculate conception. That's all I know.
Yeah. True.
So, out of the panelists that are with us, has anyone else remember going into, say, a Radio Shack and actually buying things? Because I sure as fuck did.
Yeah. I had a motherfucking radio-controlled car that I loved so much, and there was so much radio-controlled car shit at Radio Shack, and we were trying to like figure out how to change the settings on the radio-controlled car, and because if you got like different brands, sometimes they would confuse each other. With the controllers because they would like bleed over on the channels that they were on and stuff. So we were trying to really get into the engineering side of radio controlled cars. And guess how well that went?
I'm sure it failed miserably.
I ruined my car. Mm. It didn't work anymore.
Tire fire.
Yeah,
pretty much.
I mean, actually, I think one of the tires caught on fire. So
that,
like quite
that was
literally.
A common problem. I think that happened to everyone that they ever had. Yeah. There's always a fire.
They just caught on fire.
The quality control was a little...
They all had regular...
Back, That was back when toys were fun.
Yeah,
they
were
still dangerous
a little.
Really fun, like wrist rockets and lawn darts.
Yes. Oh, lawn darts.
Like everybody's upset about like some people that like overcharge their vapes and then they explode. It's like, motherfucker, our toy cars caught on fire when I was a child. This ain't shit.
Yeah,
we had die-cast metal cars with lead paint, fuckers.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what we dealt with.
You could build a model airplane. It was still lead paint.
No, I mean,
you know what I mean? Like, it didn't matter. Like, didn't give a shit.
Oh, the glue for that's safer now, apparently, because I remember when I was building models in the 90s.
Airplane glue?
I was huffing the shit out.
Yeah. Well, I was
I wasn't.
Oh, when
I was putting it together and getting high off putting it together. Yeah.
Not having the window open. I made that mistake. Yeah.
See, and back then, it wasn't a drug problem. You were just punk rock.
Totally.
Yeah.
Oh, it was punk rock.
That's just punk rock. Yeah. I'm just punk rock.
But I mean, literally, you didn't have to, like, go into it trying to huff the glue. You just were putting it together, and you're like, I feel funny.
You start gluing the wing to, the back of it. Yeah. That doesn't make sense.
There are some listeners right now being
no drag
like,
there.
This makes so much sense now.
Seriously.
Oh, they all sniffed glue. Okay.
And we have lead paint cars.
We all ate paint chips as a kid.
Yeah. Yeah, that fits together.
That tracks. Yeah.
That tracks. Yep. That totally tracks.
This is why we focus on pretty things.
Yeah. I grew up like deeply poor. Not like not like homeless poor. Not to that level, but like where maybe like that was,
could have happened.
Like we barely got by. Like my mom used to make a thing called hot dog loaf, which was literally the Jiffy cornbread mix with hot dogs in it.
That sounds really good, actually.
It was good. I mean, I was a kid being like, hot dogs and bread? Fuck yeah!
Necessity breeds creativity.
It was like a corn dog, but without the stick and with, okay, more sadness. But it was good.
No. I see what I'm saying. I would eat that right now.
Yeah.
I mean, I totally would. I love hot dogs, and I love Jiffy Mix.
And the
Jiffy Mix is what my mom and I used, too. So.
Spam.
And Spam.
My mom
Spam.
Would add Spam. She only had like a little bit of macaroni and cheese. Add some hot dog bits and Spam bits in there, and suddenly you can feed more people.
Yep.
Yeah.
And so like every single meal had either hot dog bits. So it would be in your SpaghettiOs, or it would be in your mac and cheese, or it would be in fucking random shit.
Just pasta in general. Just pasta with Spam.
But how that comes to the toy side of things, as we were talking about, is that, you know, we used to build shit. Because we didn't have a lot of toys. Like, we had bikes, so we'd build ramps out of just like whatever boards and nails were around. We'd straighten out nails to use to build the things, and a floppy little like long plank part that clearly, if we used any common sense, wouldn't be enough to hold the weight of the bike as we hit it. So I'd ride up on my bike, and the plank would just like either break or bend where I hit the back piece of wood. And then flipped over my bike and tumbled down the street and just like scraped the shit out of myself and came home like bleeding. Like, yeah, it was a good time.
Yeah.
It was just.
That was the main thing though. You're always like, yeah, it was a fucking rad day.
Yeah.
Like, seriously.
I was actually more of I like to, like, especially Radio Shack, because there was one like within walking distance of the house.
Mm-hmm.
And I could go and I would get, I would have an old like radio. So I'd take the speaker out of that. Then I would go to Radio Shack and buy some wires and an antenna and some batteries. And then I would hook it together, and like in this area, I would get like Q94, which isn't, you know, what you want to hear. But at the same time, I was like, victory. This shit works.
Wow. Exactly. So I thought I was poor for like having to eat like hot dog loaf, and you literally had to build your own radio.
No.
I did build a radio.
Yeah. I think you did it more because you wanted to, not because you was poor.
Well,
I was like, how expensive are radios?
So like my mom raised three.
Jesus.
Yeah. My mom raised three boys by herself. So we were pretty poor, you know, but at the same time, you learn to be creative for that.
Yeah,
so,
no,
you
agreed.
Know, yeah. So if I had little spare parts, I would just need something like wire from like Radio Shack or something. Or I would have like $2 and I would go to the arcade and make that bitch last 2 hours if I could.
That's how you got good at video games, because you know that,
right.
that if you don't keep going, that's it for you. You don't get to play another game because that's your last quarter.
You can't feed that last hit that
there's
you need.
There's some real fucking, like, there's some real important shit on the line. It's not like, well, I'll just play again. I'll continue. 9, 8, 7. No, I can't. I'm poor.
Right.
So, if you haven't gathered it, folks, it seems like we all grew up with a, you know, minimal means but enough to survive kind of household. I know I did, you know. So did anybody ever hate at a certain point when you were old enough to realize that you were never going to get these, hate going into the K&B toys at the mall, the overpriced shit that like you're never going to own as a child? Remember that?
But they were so much fun to just walk around.
Yeah. And you could play with the little demonstration models.
I believe they call that window shopping, except you could get a little more hands on.
You could get hands on. But at the same time, it's like, I will never fucking own this.
because of my poverty, there were two things that I got into deeply, which was action figures, because they were like $5 or $6 a pop. And so it was doable, you know?
Yeah, I had tons, yeah.
And motherfucking Pez dispensers. I collected so many Pez dispensers because they were a buck. Mm-hmm. They were a fucking dollar. So I could get a Darth Vader. I could get a fucking Incredible Hulk.
Snoopy.
I could get Snoopy, you know, whatever. Yeah. And I could get all these characters and have collectibles that were literally a dollar a piece. So now I have literally hundreds of Pez dispensers for that reason, like 300-400 Pezs, just chilling. With like fancy and limited edition, some from fucking Thailand. Got a giant Homer Simpson, a little clown car that shits like Pez, like all, Marvin the Martian that's automated that pulls Pez out of a rocket ship, that's like all this badass stuff.
Aren't they all from Thailand?
Only the good ones.
Oh, okay.
No, they have totally different flavors in Thailand for Pez.
Do they?
Pez, yeah.
Well, like shrimp flavored?
No.
Is one of them like...
Yeah, like ramen. It's all ramen flavored.
Ramen flavored.
It's roast chicken Pez, oriental shrimp flavor, and
here,
fucking
here's just
shrimp.
Pieces,
spicy.
Yeah,
spicy.
What's, what's the one they call it? The durian? What's that really, really nasty fruit that they have over there?
I have no idea.
It's delicious, but it's the most rotten food you've ever smelt in your life. I think
jackfruit?
It's called, no, it's called like a dorian, a durian.
No. Mm.
Mm-mm.
Gray?
Oh my god.
No?
Dorian
fuck
Gray?
You.
Any fruit
fuck
named after
you.
Dorian Gray probably smells bad.
He's old and yeah.
Pretty bad.
We get it.
He's immortal.
You son of a bitch.
Oh, see, I didn't have
it's
Pez.
Time.
I had
it's
the
all
Pogs.
Relative.
Do you remember Pogs?
I had Pogs. I had some had, Pogs.
I used to go to Pog tournaments all the time.
Yeah.
I loved Pogs.
Pogs.
With the lava tubes.
Yes.
You could afford those.
And the slammers. You had the slammers and you had your Pogs, right?
Well, you had to have a solid slammer. If
you did.
It was too heavy, it would it wouldn't, there was no bounce. If it was too light, it would just, it would be like air. Like you had to have it the perfect fucking weight.
Yeah, weight. Yeah. So
I almost got in a fist fight over Pogs. Because I was I was using a 50-cent piece as my slammer, and they were like, that's not a POG-approved slammer, so therefore you cannot use it. And I was like, motherfucker, it's the same size.
Me and you would have fought.
Yeah. Well, no, thing is, they were correct.
No,
yeah,
I know.
No, I would have fought you,
we
too.
Fought.
I would have fought you, too.
Be like, here, guess what? Here's a spare one.
Yeah. Here's a spare slammer.
Conflict resolved. Play, bitch.
Oh, Pogs. I remember a buddy of mine, it was actually my neighbor, and we were like a year apart, so we became friends. We go play basketball, shoot around the fucking little projects apartment complex
I
lived in. No, it was Jersey. Fuck that.
You can get that
way
shit
better
stuck
than
in
Philly.
My head.
Is it the playground where you spent most of your days chilling out, pogging, relaxing all cool?
I'm not associating anything of my childhood with the fucking city
Are you
of Philadelphia.
Shooting,
okay,
some b-ball outside of the
pogs.
Right,
slamming some pogs
right,
outside
of
the
some
pogs. Anyway,
some
pogs. But we
that's
literally
a,
held
a
lemonade stand for an entire Saturday just so we could take all that money and go buy pogs. That's what we wanted to do with it.
Yeah.
And just whole Saturday. We made like, I think it ended up being like $20 a piece. So we like went and got like a couple slammers and then a shitload of pogs.
Yeah.
A piece.
Hey, I would couch surf for whatever quarter I could find.
Oh, yeah, man.
Build that shit up and just put it down on the counter.
Fucking A.
You're used to it. Just take the change.
You know, and that's a huge thing. We're talking about finding quarters and all that. That's a huge thing that was really came about in the 80s. But, like, I feel like the 90s generation took full hold of that, and the games that it came out were fucking arcades. And that's something that we did not see in Captain Marvel.
Not a lot of arcade stuff.
Not a lot of arcade stuff.
I didn't
but,
see any arcade
no,
stuff.
No, there's no arcade stuff. But, I mean...
Oh, no, they had the pinball thing in her bar.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
that's
correct.
Right.
Yep,
sure. Yeah, the pinball thing.
Well done.
Yeah.
Well done.
Well, in her lab, in the secret lab, there was a pinball.
There was one in there, too, but
oh,
there
yeah.
was also one at the Air Force bar.
Oh, shit, that's right.
Was
yeah.
that, was that, or didn't they
there
have Mortal Kombat
on the spaceship.
In the background?
There was a video game in the background. I
there
forget
was.
What it was.
I think it was a fighting game. It
or
might
a Street
have been
Fighter, maybe.
Might
Street,
have been
Fighter.
Street
Fighter. It was
Street
Fighter.
Street Fighter?
Yeah.
Fighter. Okay, it was
Street
Fighter.
Holy shit. Look at that. Things we... Knew we noticed,
yep.
but didn't
yep.
come to the forefront. I like it because that was a huge part of my childhood in the 90s. You brought it up already. Going to the fucking arcade, man.
Well,
right?
You were mentioning quarters, and it just reminded me of the number of times I would go into like a gas station with like my pound of fucking change and just like drop it on the fucking counter and then sit there slowly counting, knowing that, no, not knowing at that point. Now, looking back, knowing that the cash register person was probably like screaming internally as I was just counting out all my nickels and dimes and quarters to pay for, I don't know, candy or whatever the fuck I was buying.
Coke Slurpee for me,
I want
buddy.
Yeah, fucking Slurpee. Let me get a fucking Slurpee. Hold on, let me count out the $1.25
yep.
in nickels. One moment, please, sir. There's a line forming behind me. This little, like, fucking red mouthed kid, because I already had one today. Just in line, just counting the shit out.
You know what's awesome? As a kid, you gave no fucks. Are you waiting in line? Awesome. Keep counting. As an adult, you're kind of a little more self-conscious about dropping a bunch of change.
Oh, nowadays I'm like anxiety about it, where I have my card out already. I already have my shit. And it was like, is that all? Day? Yes, it is. Put it in the bag. I'm going to go. You know, like, I can't. Yeah. Like, I don't want to hold anybody up. I know it's like early morning and everybody's got to get to work.
Back then, you're all gangster. Like, here's your fucking money.
You have fucking money. You count it, bitch.
Yeah. Count it while I sip on my Slurpee.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to refill before I leave.
Free meals also still do that. On the West Coast, there was a gas station called AMPM, and they had soft serve ice cream for cheap. And they had the three things. There was the vanilla, the chocolate, and the together chocolate and vanilla.
The swirl. Yeah.
And it was cheap as shit. On certain days, it was like 25 cents a cone or something.
I am a swirl. Vanilla and chocolate.
You are
baby.
Actually a swirl.
I am a swirl.
Yeah, like
motherfucker.
You are the human embodiment of an ice cream swirl.
I don't know. Oreo still his best.
If that ice cream tasted like bitterness and anger.
I have called him Oreo for like years
I'm
now.
I'm really not
I
so
will
much
not
bitter.
Change
just
my ways.
Internal like rage.
Rage, yeah.
It's rage.
It's that internal rage.
It's rage.
I know your rage, buddy.
Yeah. All right, we're about at the end of.
Yeah. Oh, so what are we? Yeah, are we looking at that? We about done? Yeah.
You're at the end of this shit.
Yeah. Well, thank you for joining us for another. I'm sorry. It is a supplement. Just bear with us. Fuck. This is giving you a little bit of our insanity.
A little bit of anxiety.
In between.
The huffing of paint.
The huffing of paint.
Them paint chips be good.
And the episodes that you know and love. This is, you know.
This is like a paint huffing, like fucking night terror.
But that's all we got, guys. Yeah, I mean that this is it. This is enough. You've had all you're gonna get. Just go home.
Yeah.
Go home.
Go home. What are you doing here?
GUI Nights.
GUIPodcast.com.
Time to put on your party pants, geeks, because on May 31st through June 2nd, Geeks Under the Influence Network is doing it live. Come out to GalaxyCon at the Richmond Convention Center to see Geeks Under the Influence, Smack My Pitch Up, Beautiful Disasters, and Geek Father doing a live recording of their shows. In addition, I will be on a panel called Adventures in Podcasting telling you how to get in and started on your very own podcast. There is plenty more in store coming from Geeks Under the Influence, so definitely stay tuned to our social media and GUIPodcast.com for more information. We have an event page on Facebook. If you look up the Smack My Pitch Up, Geek Father, Geeks Under the Influence, or Beautiful Disasters page on Facebook, you can find the event there or links on the homepage at GUIPodcast.com. Come out and join us or die live.